Zondervan presents Simple Gifts by Lori Copeland, read by Devin O'Day, produced by Joe Johnston. Chapter 1. My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Forrest Gump's mother was right. About my life, anyway, it was a box of chocolates, and someone had eaten the creams and left me the nuts. Nothing was clearer to me that April day when I stepped onto the plane to go home to Parnas Springs, Missouri. Pleasant memories and warm fires didn't await me. My childhood had been tumultuous, to put it kindly, not the kind you want to revisit. But headed back I was to settle the estate of Aunt Beth, the woman who had helped raise me, and to further fuel a lie I'd lived practically from the moment I left Parnas. I was still cowardly Marlene Queens, in too deep to ever confess the pointless lie that didn't even make sense to me now, even to those I loved most, even to Joe Brewster, and especially to Joe's son, Vic. I had 9 days to endure, and I knew it wouldn't be easy, but most of life wasn't. My immediate problem was Sarah, my only child. I'd spoiled her rotten. My daughter was like the lilies of the field. She toiled not, neither did she spin. You could add housekeeping and laundry to that list. Sarah was the love of my life, but my daughter had an unhealthy dependence on me, even though she was a mother now. On top of that, I had been battling diabetes and a host of other stress-related problems, including migraines and just plain exhaustion. And Sarah was coming down with something. She'd moped for days, complaining that she didn't feel well. I needed a break, even though this trip didn't have...